How do you one of these dudes? And that is my father's version. He was a composer himself, Reverend E.D. James. He pastors one of the largest churches in the city of Birmingham. And just before his cease, this is my last time of hearing him. And this was his last composing song. And that is the title, See Walking Jesus. Sea, the stormy sea, walking the sea, the roaring sea. Jesus and I, he came unto them, walking the sea, walking the sea, the stormy sea, walking the roaring sea. Jesus and I, he came unto them, walking the sea. On Galilee one night, angry waves diced in maddened height, and his disciples sailed in fright over the deep. This roaring against the contrary wind, knowing not what might be the end, Jesus, he came as thy dearest friend, walking the sea. Yes, walking the sea, the storm is walking the rolling sea. Jesus at night, he came unto them, just walking the sea, the stormy sea. Walking the sea, the stormy sea, walking the rolling sea. Jesus at night, he came unto them, walking the sea. Striving in vain to right the wrong, that's why the fury was so strong. Hoping upon the shore alone, safely to be. There they saw Jesus while dismayed, unto whom they looked to for aid. He said, it is I, be not afraid, walk in the sea. Yes, walk in the sea. Walk in the sea. Jesus and I came unto them, just walk in the sea. Walk in the sea, the stormy sea. Walk in the sea, the rolling sea. Jesus and I, he came unto them, walk in the sea. Now then, whenever what ye on the earth is done, the battle is fought and the victory is won. Then he will say, my child, well done. Then will I be with the dear Lamb of Calvary, Jesus who died upon the tree, one who will never more be, walking the sea. Yes, walking the sea, the stormy sea, walking the rolling sea. Jesus at night, he came unto them, just walking the sea, the stormy sea, walking the sea, the stormy sea, walking the rolling sea. Jesus at night, he came unto them, walking the sea, the stormy sea.
Buked and scorned the Gospel Radio Hour. See Walking Jesus, a Skip James song that might be new to you. It's from the third disc in the 2011 box set, Hear Me Howling. I'll read a bit from the hype blurb for it right now. Founder of Our Holy Records, Chris Strachwitz, recorded music wherever he found it, in coffee houses, music clubs, living rooms, festivals, stages, and recording studios. To celebrate Our Holy's 50th anniversary, Strachwitz released a box set of recordings he made during his early years in the record business. And over half of those tracks have been unreleased, so it's a cool thing. And then it goes on to say, music, the music is a true representation of Strachwitz's eclectic musical interests spanning the spectrum from raw country blues, folk, gospel, freeform jazz. Set captures a time and provides a template that R. Hooley would follow for 50 years in presenting and preserving Americana roots music. Because Stretchwitz passed away last week, we are celebrating his life's work on today's show, playing a lot of the gospel he released on R. Hooley and his other labels, like Blues Classics, as well as some recordings originally made by Harry Oster that he reissued. The Angola Prison Spirituals record is what we're focusing on, because it's so amazing. A fair chunk of this music that we're going to play fits firmly in the Buchtin Scorned Greatest Hits list. If you listen regularly, you know, we play a lot of Reverend Louis Overstreet, who Chris encountered when first visiting the U.S., driving across the country, as I understand it, initially including him in his remarkable film Down Home Music, which later became the name of the great record store in El Cerrito he founded with royalties from the Country Joe and the Fish song that was in the Woodstock movie about 50 years ago. From that same box set, let's now hear Vern and Ray and Touch of God's Hand.
When my burdens go heavy,
heavy, heavy.
All right, do it again, Rick. Or Chris. Would you start again? All right.
Did you want to hit that high part?
Yeah. Pick it up a little.
When my burdens go heavy,
heavy, heavy.
God lifts me bright up, and He makes me to stand, because when I'm troubled, I wait for the touch of God's hand. I once had a vision. Saw Jesus coming, and the world passed away, and then I was troubled,
troubled, troubled, but He made me to stand, because when I'm troubled, I wait for the touch of God's hand.
Thank God for a mother,
mother, mother, who taught me to pray, so I could be ready on the great judgment day, when problems arrive.
Going home to
dawn. Oh yes, here's the time. Oh yes, when I would sit on mother's knee. She has gone from this old world to a better land you and I know. She was talking to Jesus early one morning. She said, Lord, yes I am.
I'm ready.
Oh yes I am.
Go.
You know when my mother died and she left me. Oh, mother left me in this wide world alone. She said, my child, I hate
to leave you.
Oh, yes, but I have found a better home. Oh, where every day will be Sunday. They tell me Sabbath really have no end. But if you get right with the Savior, I'm sure
we'll meet.
Yes, we will
again. I heard him say, Lord,
I'm coming.
Lord,
I'm coming.
Although my head had been in so long, mother was talking to Jesus.
To go.
Oh, I heard it say, Lord,
I'm coming.
Oh, Lord,
I'm coming.
Although my head had been in so low, mother was talking to Jesus.
Won't you help me call him?
Jesus.
Come on in to help me.
Jesus.
Come on in. Jesus. 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 I got a witness. Jesus, I got me a witness. Jesus, I got me a witness. Jesus, when you help me call in Jesus. When you help me call in Jesus. When you help me call in Jesus. When you help me call in Jesus.
Well, you can't tell the minute nor the hour. Well, you just, well, to get ready, you got to die. Well, to get ready, you got to die. Well, it may be the day or tomorrow, Well, you can't tell a minute about an hour. Well, to get ready, you got to die. Cinnamon, you just well to get ready, you got to die. Yes, it may be the day or tomorrow, but you can't tell the minute or the hour. Just well to get ready, you got to die. Well, gambler, you just well to get ready, you got to die. Well, it may be the day or tomorrow. Well, you can't tell a minute, not an hour. Well, to get ready, you got to die. Everybody, just well, to get ready, you got to die. Well, maybe today or tomorrow, well, you can't tell the minute or the hour.
preacher's preaching, and deacon's mourning, and the sister's praying. Oh, and the church on fire, but the word of God. Oh, wake up, children. This morning, my Jesus rode up. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my dying soul. Zachariah climbing up the sycamore tree. Hey, Zachariah, when he climbed so hard, I wanna see my Jesus when he passing by. Hey, Jesus, along with you, why? Oh, Lord, have mercy on my dying soul. Oh, Jesus.
Blessed all, that for ain't feeling. Dear Lord, give what I gave. We shall well be crowning glory. Long and all the way, I wish him down.
Just a closer walk with thee. more time.
To be a little bit uneasy.
Yeah. All right.
As I began to stroll around and look,
well,
I looked out across the waters and I discerned a mast from somewhere looking.
Yeah, yeah.
As I looked out, I saw my boat coming.
Yeah, man.
And I began to know that it was that old ship of Zion. Yes, it was that old ship of Zion. She was coming at last to get me and carry me home. I knew she was coming as he said.
He gave me that assurance
a long time ago.
But
when she pulled up to the docks,
take your time.
The steward gave the order
to
get on board. Yes, he told me. He told all the girls' children to get on board. As I got on board the ship, Yeah. And I went out into the state's room.
Yeah, yeah.
Where all the other children of God were sitting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made myself at home with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know us Christians, when we're traveling across life,
yeah.
Journey,
yeah.
Brother,
yeah.
If we have one thing in common,
yeah.
We're
yeah.
brothering in Christ.
Yeah.
And we can make ourselves at homes with fellow members.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I just sit down and made myself at home because I knew I was in good company.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as I sit there, I began to be a little bit uneasy.
Well. Yeah.
I began to wonder. I wanted to know
yeah.
just
yeah.
who hand held
yeah.
the wheel.
Yeah.
Whose eye watched the compass.
Yeah.
I wanted to know who had that all-seeing eye
yeah. Yeah.
and looked for all yeah. danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I'm talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time.
Called the steward.
Yeah. All
right. Called him, he sit down and gave me the assurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he told me, King Jesus. Yeah. Yes, I'm talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
And I know you can say amen because you know who I'm talking about. Yes, he was the captain of that boat. His eye watched for all danger, and his hand held the wheel. Yes, his hand turned the rudder.
Yeah.
Well, I began to be a little bit satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when we get the assurance that Jesus is on our side,
all right.
If we've read the word, we know the devil in hell can't do us no harm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sat down there and I began to talk with the other passengers.
Yeah.
We was traveling over into Canaan.
Yeah.
And as I began to talk, you know, my mind went back to that other life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had read in my newspapers.
Yeah.
I had heard on the televisions and radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ships was hitting icebergs.
Yeah.
I heard the tornadoes were sinking the ships at sea.
Yeah.
Yes, and I heard that they were just ramming against one another. I began to be uneasy.
Yeah.
I wanted to know just what kind of danger was in this water.
Yeah.
And just what my chances was of surviving.
Amen. Amen.
Just how good were my chances of reaching the other side.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
I called the steward to me.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask him.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask him, was it any danger in the world?
Well,
and when he came to me,
yeah.
he told me, says, it ain't no danger in the world. Yes, he told me it wasn't no danger. Witness to me, church, cause you know what I'm talking about. When you're safe in Jesus, he said, that which is entrusted into my keeping, I'm able to keep until the last day.
Amen.
And you know, when we've lived a life for Christ,
amen.
No matter how far we go,
amen.
We can walk among the devils one day,
yeah.
and we don't have to be ashamed.
Amen.
You know, David said, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death,
amen.
I fear no evil. Because thou art with me.
Yeah.
You know his rod and his staff will comfort
me
in that day of trouble.
Yeah.
And he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your
enemy.
Oh yes, he anoints your head with oil, church.
Yeah.
And your cup will surely run over.
All right.
I know everything was all right. As I began to proceed just a little bit further, I began to think of all the eternal hopes and joys fulfilled. I began to think of mother and father. You know, a long time ago, my mother told me, she said, son, Jesus has the keys to heaven. You got to go to him to get passport on this ship. And at the end of life's way, there's a journey that has to be made. There's a journey that has to be, a sea that has to be crossed.
Yeah.
You know, the only way we can get it is come through Jesus.
Amen.
I asked the steward, I says, now, did my mother cross over this boat?
Yeah.
He says, yes, you know, she has landed. She landed your own mother. Yes. Yes, it landed many a thousand. It landed my old mother and my old father too. You know, there was an old elder in the church. He told me she came the same way. My pastor before me, he sat down and told me the scripture. He said he came the same way. He said it landed just a many a thousand.
Amen.
And all I had to do was accept him to get on board.
Hello.
You know, I went.
Amen.
I went on down just a little bit further into the same. And the further I got, the gladder my heart began to beat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I looked at the old boat, and as I began to get closer to my homeland, I looked out and saw that shore of Cana. And as I conclude this evening, I want to tell you, if you ever to cross this sea into Cana, you got to travel on the old. Yes, you got to cross on the old ship of Zion. What is the old? Yes, it is the old ship of Zion. You know, after you fought the good fight, kept the faith, finished your course, did all that's been assigned to your hand to do, just get on board, cause you're one of God's children. You can feel safe when you get on board.
And welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and the hour is almost up. We just heard Reverend Benjamin Osborne, Old Ship of Zion, from the Arhuli reissue of Angola Prison Spirituals. Before that, all the music we are listening to today is releases from Chris Strachwitz. This was on his Blues Classics label. He did three different volumes of Negro religious music, sanctified stuff in 1968, which could have been a Rosetta Stone for you then if you were interested in early gospel and sanctified blues. We heard the great Sister Ola Mae Terrell's The Gambling Man. Before that, of course, we wouldn't really know the Sacred Steel phenomenon without Arhuli, I don't think, taking fieldwork from a professor in Central Florida and making it into, this was the initial release in 2001, just called Sacred Steel. And from that, we heard Aubrey Gentz, Closer Walk with Thee. Before that, from that Negro Religious Music Volume 1, The Sanctified Singers, we heard Arizona Drains, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go. And before that, Luther Magmey, Blessed Are the Poor in Spirit. It's hard for me to go more than a few months without playing that song. And before that, from Angola Prison Spirituals, we heard, again, one of the most amazing recordings ever made, if you ask me, Robert Pete Williams, Church on Fire with the Word of God. And before that, Jesus is Able and He is All Right, from the 1963 recording, An Evening with Reverend Louis Overstreet, His Guitar, His Four Sons, and the Congregation at St. Luke's Powerhouse Church of God in Christ. Before that, from the Better Get Ready, I think it's called that, the track Better Get Ready is what we heard from the Elder Roma Wilson and Family CD release, collecting the great harmonica gospel musician, originally out of Detroit. Before that, the Campbell Brothers, some Sacred Steel, What's His Name? Jesus, we heard. And before that, the Paramount Gospel Singers did Mother. And we started, and before that was Fred McDowell, When I Lay My Burden Down, his first full-length album in 64. Of course, he'd been recorded by Lomax in 1959, but it wasn't until Strachwitz did this album, Delta Blues, and recorded it in mono in his house, I believe, that we got a full-length from the amazing Fred McDowell. And we started off with Vernon Ray, The Touch of God's Hand. Now, let's hear a little bit more Reverend Louis Overstreet. This is A Taste of Holiness Dance. Hope you had a wonderful week and have a great one coming up. And thanks so much for tuning in and helping me celebrate this amazing music, the gift of Arhuli Records.